All right, here we go. All right, Jim, we jump in on race seven. So here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Saturday, April 24th, opening day at the Downs, a week ahead of the Kentucky Derby. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Jim, we'll take a look at the late pick four. Starts in race seven, includes one stake. The seventh race is a claiming event for $40,000 claimers. Fillies and Mares Ford up on the turf at a mile. How do you see it?
I cut this down to three horses. The fourth horse is that scratched out of a Keeneland race this week to run in this one, but only has one win. That's Sheila's Lion. I'm going to kind of play her in a bigger ticket, but I'm going to leave her off in this pick four ticket. I think she's got a shot, but she's only got one win, and she's going against horses that have a lot of wins lifetime. I went with Good, Better, Best for Brittany Vandenberg. Tyler Gaffleon takes the mount. This horse didn't run very well at Turfway last time out. They tried her at a mile and a half. She didn't want any part of that and finishes way up the track. She gets back to her best distance. She's 4 for 6 at the mile on turf. She hasn't raced at Churchill, but she's run some really good races at Gulfstream with buyers in the mid-70s to lower 80s. And I think Good, Better, Best fits very well here. Classy and Connected is going to be the favorite for Tom Drury. A couple of good races at Turfway, but has run well at Churchill with a second in two races at Churchill. And dropping in for $40,000, they are selling her today, so that raises a little bit of a red flag, but she fits well based on numbers. And then the other horse I took was Dozen Diamonds for Chris Hartman on the outside. Comes off a win in a allowance 30,000 non-winners other than, and has three lifetime wins and is getting better right now with a 71 buyer last time out at Keeneland on the dirt. Is proven on the turf in the past with a 78 buyer at Keeneland. So I think Chris Hartman points for the Churchill meet. So I think Dozen Diamonds, the 9 horse, also has a chance in here. And like I said, Sheila's Lion would be my fourth pick. I just think she's biting off a little more than she can chew.
I took Good, Better, Best on top also. Mile and a half experiment just didn't work. But this is the second start with Brittany Vandenberg and a drop in class and good record on the turf with 8 top 2 finishes from 12 starts. So I thought that one looked pretty solid. I'm going to use Classy and Connected, Tommy Drury, and he gets Brian Hernandez to ride. And the race 2 back that this horse ran would give her a big shot in here. And then I'm going to use Dozen Diamonds. 2 of 3 wins have come on the turf. Has only been on the grass one time since June and has run well at Churchill. So I think getting back on the grass could be the ticket for Dozen Diamonds. So 4, 7, 4, and 9 are my three in there. Eighth race is a claiming race for non-winners of 2 lifetime at the 16,000 level. 3-year-olds and up, 6 furlongs. Going to try for a little bit of a price with where you at. For Mike Tomlinson, who's 15% going turf to dirt is in play here. The improvement 2 back was noteworthy and beat a next out winner and has made steady progress since moving into Tomlinson's barn. And I'd say just draw a line through the turf race last out and focus on the dirt form. And this one is right there. Guardian, I'm going to go deep in this. Guardian has improved on the class drop. And I thought maybe the speed early in the meet at Keeneland didn't hold all that well. So could that last race could be a little better than it looks. War Money, the 1 second time on this class drop and gets Gaffleon to ride. Shadowcast has run well at Churchill. And the 5, Mr. Sensei, big improvement last time and drops in class here. And I thought with the connections, this one would probably get overlooked. And I want to put that one on the ticket as well to try to catch a bigger price. How'd you see race 8?
And I think this one's a very tough race because you mentioned a couple horses that I'm not putting on my ticket, but I can see why you did it. I went with Army Wildcatter in here for John Ennis. And one of the reasons is this horse is lightly raced, only has 4 lifetime starts. So he's only lost 3 times. And he broke his maiden in his debut at Delta Downs. And I know it's a big jump from Delta Downs to Churchill, but they took him from a maiden special weight straight into allowance company. And it didn't disappoint. He ran 3rd in allowance company, going got beat a neck. Now, whether allowance race at Delta Downs equals a $16,000 claiming non-winners of 2 lifetime at Churchill, that's a good question. But John Ennis is a very good trainer, and he brings this one to Churchill first time in his barn. That's a good angle for him. He's got 14% on a very small sample, but John Ennis is a very good trainer with young horses, and I think Army Wildcatter has a shot here at 6-1. Chi-Town Prince for Larry Ravelli. Always use Ravelli when he ships down here, and this horse has a lot of early speed that he hasn't been able to carry all the way, but he broke his maiden first time out at Hawthorne with a 62 buyer. You mentioned Guardian and Shadowcast. That's the other two horses that I used. Shadowcast is probably going to be a favorite here off that Churchill race back in November, where in a non-winners of three lifetime, he took the lead and held it to the top, to the middle of the stretch and got beat 2 3/4 with a 74 buyer, and dropping him in for 16,000 makes a lot of sense. He had a voided claim last time at Gulfstream, and then Guardian for Irad Ortiz and Eric Foster, who had a really good meet at Keeneland. So those four, but could have gone a lot deeper in here.
Ninth race is the Roxalana Stakes, 6 furlongs on the main track for fillies and mares 4 and up. I thought a well-matched group here. How'd you see this one?
I thought it was as well-matched as any race we've got. Vincy Girl for Irad Ortiz at 9-2. Probably might wind up as the favorite. Ran okay in the Princess Rooney, dropped her back to a optional allowance race at Tampa, and she won last time out, so she's in good form with 5 lifetime wins. One Magic Filly on the inside is going to be the competition for favoritism, and she is, last year at Churchill, she was outstanding in the Chaluki and really ran well at Keeneland last year as well. So if she comes back off a short layoff, Brendan Walsh is going to have this one, but the one hole maybe hurts her a little bit from a speed standpoint getting out of the gate, because Jersey Pearl has got some speed just to her outside. Minx Palace for Louis Saez and Eddie Keneally. Zeitlos for Steve Asmussen, 9 lifetime wins out of 24. And this is another one that was in great form last year, 4 for 7 at Churchill, and has a big shot. I even can make a case for Lucille Ball for Chris Englehart with a 102 buyer back at Aqueduct in January. And so, therefore, I am going to go all in here for the pick four. I'm going to spend a little bit of money because I really can't eliminate any horse from this bunch. So I think it's a very well-matched stakes race.
Yeah, you make a good point. I didn't do all, but I did 4. One Magic Filly I put on top. This one's run well at Churchill. Improved when moved to Walsh's barn, and has faced some stiff competition since that move. Good speed, too, down on the inside. Zeitlos loves Churchill Downs. 4 wins from 7 starts. 2nd off the layoff. Just a lot of class for that one. Vincy Girl, 1 off the long layoff. It's a Rad Ortiz Jr. in the saddle, the leading rider from the Keeneland meet. And I think she's got a big shot. And then Lots and Lots of Candy has 4 wins from 7 starts. It's Paul McGee. Didn't run much at Keeneland, figuring he's got this one, or his barn, ready to fire at Churchill. And the horse has 2 wins and a 2nd from 3 starts at Churchill. So those are my 4, but your case to take them all is certainly valid. 10th race is on the turf at 1 mile and an 8th. Allowance, 3-year-olds and up. I think Without looks pretty salty in here for Graham Motion. Put this one in a grade 2 in the 2nd U.S. start. And the horse ran 5th. Ran pretty well. 3 races this year at 1 mile and an 8th or beyond. So I think this one is looks pretty strong in here. I'm not going to single. I'm going to use the Mark Cassie runner, Ashley's Archer, 2nd off the layoff. And then I'm just going to use those two. The Chad Brown runner certainly merits respect, Treaty of Rome, the 8. But they started this horse on dirt, and now on turf. His best turf runners usually start on turf. So I'm going to leave that one off and just take the 3 of the 2, kind of thinking the 3 is the very likely winner of the last race. How about you?
I'm going to make this very simple. I think Without's a single in here. I liked him in the race at Keeneland, coming off the Mac D'Armada, where he ran 7th, but only 3.5 lengths behind Grand Sonata. And he went off at 8-5 at Keeneland in allowance race on opening day, and got steadied at top of the stretch and came back really well, and only lost by a length in a blanket finish. So I think that race gets him ready for this one, 1 mile and 8th, same distance. Graham Motion is an outstanding trainer, obviously, and Irad Ortiz takes the mount. I think Without is the single of the day at Churchill, so I'm going to end my pick 4 with a single.
Pick four tickets. I'm going to do 479 to start with 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 with 1, 4, 6, 7 with 2, 3, $60. How about you?
I only spent $48. Same three horses to start, 479 with 2, 3, 6, 7 with all. That's eight horses in the third leg, and then singling without the three horse in the last leg for $48.
Best of luck building your Oaks and Derby bankroll on the opening day at the Churchill Downs meet. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that's the In the Money podcast for KeelanSelect.com.